a Monday night, or Lechov Test Teves, Chovos Halvavos, Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, the 8th Shar, Page Resh Mem Beis. No, Page Resh Mem Aleph, we're going to go back to. And we're talking about different things people should think about. And he's going to list 30 things. We're up to number 6. We really learned this already. I want to go over it again. Ba'ofen Ashishi, number 6. Cheshbon Adam im Nafsho. Now it's getting a little heavy already. The first 4 were easy. Not easy, because nobody thinks about it. Nobody, right? If I ask you, when's the last time you thought about that you're grateful to Hashem, just that you're alive? So, not so, we don't think about it that much. But the first 4 were thinking about things to be grateful for. Your seichel, the fact that your body works, the fact that you're alive, the fact that you have seichel, the fact that you have Torah. Number 5 already shifted into second gear, to think about your learning and if you're knowledgeable enough in Torah. Number 6 on page Resh Mem Aleph, Ofen Ashishi, starts a new paragraph. Cheshbon Adam im Nafsho, Kasha Yargish b'midosov, Netiyah lahamros mishmas Hashem. You have a desire to violate Hashem's command, l'ofer briso. Now, everybody here is saying that never happened to me. I don't recall the last time I had a mad, passionate desire to run into a McDonald's, buy a cheeseburger, and bite into it. But he's talking about getting angry. He's talking about midos. He'd rather yargish be midos of. He's talking about all sorts of things. Whether you get angry, whether you're a little dishonest, you have a nisayon, and you want to make the money. More anything that violates Hashem's will. And we're not talking about just the biggies, you know, that you say, oh, I would never do that. We're talking about the things that go on every day in your life. So he wants you to think about it a certain way. When you get a nisayon and you are considering violating Hashem's will, Lahamros Mishmas Hashem Ulahofer Briso, she is bone in Belibo, this is what you should think about. The Alib Machshavto. That is very interesting. Because you could say, well, I don't know, maybe he should do what the Mishnah in Perkei Avos says he should do. Dam Ayam Bosa, Ulona Tahoilech, Lifnimiyat Osa Litin Din the Cheshbon, Malach Malchia Mohammedish Baruchu. And that's what the Mishnah says. You should think about these 3 things. But the Chavis HaLovis is giving us something else to think about when you're seized by an urge. Maybe, you know, the Mishnah is also for Bali Madrega. Very theoretical. This is all, for that to bother a person, he has to be on a pretty high madrega, because this is the here, this is the now, this is, he's in the grips of some desire and he wants to do it. So the Chayolovitz gives you something else to think about. It says, think about, she is born and believe of Yalaba Machshavto. He's building, this is the Chavis HaLovah style in the whole Sefer. He actually believes, you remember what you learned yesterday, for some strange reason. And he always builds on what he wrote in the past. He builds of it. So he says, remember what I told you to think about, the first 4 things? And you go, okay, you're number 1, number 2, and then you go, whoops. I can't think of number 3. Everybody knows what that means, I hope. I can't believe, Rick Perry? No. Oh, come on.
Government agency.
How can you not know that? It's like all over the world. One word, he lost his whole tikva. One word. It's a good Musa Haskel. One moment. Yesh ma'abed olamo b'sho echos. For 60 seconds in front of the television cameras, he acted like a complete idiot.
Yeah, and lost everything.
And everything, millions of dollars, everything out the window. Like at that moment, everything's gone. You know, sometimes Hashem's going to say, you know, well, I said Kriya Shema, yeah, okay, one. And I put on tefillin, and can't think of a third thing. You're gonna go, oops. Can't think of the third thing. Anyway, he's building on the piers. He says, think about, look in the world around you. This is a very interesting way of thinking. It's not Musar. It's not Musar. The Chavis HaLobos does not give Musar, really. The Sefer is not Musar. It's not heavy. He says, remember the first four things I told you to think about. Look around in the world. Look around in your body. Everybody's doing the will of Hashem. Think where you would be if your kidney would decide to violate the will of Hashem. You wouldn't be alive very much longer. And then the whole Bria, the apple tree, like everything. Everything is doing the will of Hashem. Now, really, so how ludicrous is it, how crazy is it, that you're going to decide to go against Hashem's will? First of all, it's an absurdity. Look, everything around you is in consonance with Hashem's will. So you're going to be the one smarty pants that's going to go against it? Second of all, the onesh is like mida keneged mida. You know, Hashem's going to say, well, if you don't have to do my will, then maybe your kidneys also don't. And maybe your stomach doesn't. And maybe anything, you know. It's not Musar. It's almost like this is natural. This is the way. This shouldn't take effort. Really, this is based on a Rashi at the end. I can't say it's based on a Rashi. Chaim HaLobos was a century before Rashi. But this is similar to Rashi at the end of Hazinu, where he says, Moshe Rabbeinu made a kal v'chomer with the Jewish people. Right? With Hashemai, not at the end of Hazinu, the end of Vayelech, right before Hazinu. He said, look at the Shemayim and the Oretz. Did the barley kernel produce wheat ever? Or wheat kernel barley? And Uma Elu, that they don't get schar and they don't get an onesh. They do my will. Koshkein, you man must do my will. That's Rashi at the end of Vayelech. So now we're learning Chavis HaLobos and we understand a little more. This is what Rashi's saying. Now when you learn the Rashi, a smart kid will ask a question. Just like you could ask the same question now on the Chavis HaLobos, on number 6. What good will it do you to think of those things? Those things don't have Bechira. So Shkoyach, no Yetzirah, there's no Bechira. So they do the will of Hashem. Thank you very much. That's not a trick. I can do that with my eyes closed and one hand tied behind my back. I usually do it with my eyes closed. Why? He's saying also that you should make that test.
Everything's going according to the will of Hashem.
Yeah, but they don't have a choice. Okay.
Doesn't matter that they have a choice. Matter things are going according
okay.
to
Okay, I hear it.
So we should also
if you're not bothered, good.
No, but I'm only bothered by Rashi.
Okay, I think the answer is the same to both. It's true, that makes it into an asayon. But you know, I think the point of Rashi and the Chavis HaLobos is that you don't have to reinvent the wheel. To do what's right is natural. It's not like the Christian doctrine of original sin. To do what's right is natural. You it's like a hippie thing. You know hippies? No, really, like you blend in with the Bria. Your natural karma. And you just, it's almost like a Chinese Buddhist thing. You just blend with the Bria.
The yin and yang.
Yeah, well, you know, you blend with the Bria, just like the Bria is doing the Ratzon Hashem. So you see yourself as part of the Bria, and you're also doing the will of Hashem. It's true, you're Yetzer Hara, but that only gives you an Asayon. So you have Schar, because you made a Bechira, because you have a Yetzer Hara. But the point is still that you should be like the Bria. You should be like a wheat kernel. What's the big deal? If it was onerous and not natural, that is the danger. I go back to my sucker punched essay. That's the danger of not Torah values. Because if you don't have Torah values, then you say, okay, I'm Haredi, or even Dati Lumi, it doesn't matter, I'm frum. So really, it's not natural to be frum. That's really what they're trying to do. They're trying to paint into a corner where you say, really, a normal person would do A, B, C, D. I'm not normal, I'm frum. Okay, so I'll do this, I'll do that, but it's not normal. And yeah, it's not normal not to listen to a woman sing. It's not normal, you're not normal. We have to make you normal. It's not normal to not eat trace, it's not normal. And then we start apologizing and saying, well, yeah, but you know, what can we do? We have to listen to Hashem. So that's what Rashi and Azinu and Vayelech and the Chayv Zalvodas, I think, are saying. That it's wrong to even think that way. You have to tell them, we have a Kabbalah, we have a Mesoras, that this is the will of Hashem. So this is as natural as the sun rising in the morning and setting at night. This is as natural as the rain cycle. This is as natural as photosynthesis. This is as natural. I'm just part of the Bria.
But are you not then possibly confusing natural with instinctive?
No, I'm not. I don't think I am. I'm not saying instinctive. I'm saying natural. It's natural. It's not abnormal. It's not an abnormality to not to want, you know, any of these things, anything they talk about, whether it's, I'm not talking about chumras now, I'm not talking about machlokas or poskim, but to talk about basic halachas, this is what happened. I mean, that's why I'm so against this whole apologetic approach, because then it's like you're admitting you're not normal. It's okay, so they're a little more not normal, they spit at a girl. We're less not normal, we only want to eat kosher. We don't want to sit next to a woman on a bus. A little less not normal. We don't want to go to the beach. Okay, it's not normal, but you know, we're not allowed to. It's not a good attitude. It's not really a proper attitude. The proper attitude should be, I'm like an apple tree. I know Hashem doesn't want this, and I'm doing the rest of Hashem, just like the rest of the Bria is. And it's a natural flow. You don't have to if you get into that mode, it really is a big chizuk for people. Because if you get into that mode, then it's not a strain to do mitzvahs. It's not a strain.
Wouldn't that be against, like, an Am Segula? Where's Am Segula? I mean, we're a special nation.
What? Among other nations.
Mitzvahs,
yeah.
Right? It's not natural for the whole world to be doing mitzvahs.
And a chanami. But we're not talking about the world, we're talking about Jews. I don't have to. The Goyim are not coming to us. Why you have Mahadran bosses?
No, in terms of the Chovos HaLevavos, just
Jews. Let us talk to her husband. We're talking about the Jewish people. You could ask Akasha, why did Hashem give Bnei Noach 7 mitzvahs and us 6:13? Because we're in Am Segula. His Ratzon is that there's a special nation that's going to fulfill his will. It's like a father has a bunch of children, right? So he says, really what I would like is for everybody to go to school and to high school and to graduate college and to get a PhD, you know? But, you know, not all my kids are going to do it. So some will just do my will. They're not holding by it, and I understand that. So I only expect from them to finish grade school. Then there's more kids I expected them to finish high school. And there's more kids I expected them to finish college. And then there's some kids I expect them to get a PhD. So that's the Jews and B'nai Noach. Hashem said, listen, I don't expect much from other nations. So for them, it's enough my will of doing these seven mitzvahs. I mean, the seven is much more than seven. It's more like 150 if you start, because there's seven principles. But each principle involves a heck of a lot of mitzvahs. But to the Jewish people, I want the full, the whole shebang. I want the whole thing. The Tanya that we've been learning lately talks about, it's like when you build a building, it's like when you go have a job and you earn money. So he talks about, okay, I want to go to my job. But that's not really your rotzo. That's not, your real rotzo is to earn money. And even that's not your real rotzon. Your real rotzon is to put bread on the table. And even that's not really your real rotzon. Your real rotzon is to live. Oh, but to live, you have to put bread on the table. And to put bread on the table, you need money. And to have money, you have to have a job. So that he talks about, what does he call that? Rotzon chitzoni and rotzon pnimi. Because the real rotzon, so the real rotzon of Hashem is that we should do Tayag mitzvahs. That's like the real rotzon. More, the truth is, the Tanya is talking about more than Shemayim v'aretz. They are just here to enable us to do mitzvahs. That's what Mr. Tanya we're learning now, Perikov Gimel. The rotzon pnimi of Hashem is that we should do mitzvahs. Not that the whole, he says it's wrong to think that Hashem's real rotzon is the whole Bria. And for the Bria to exist, we have to do mitzvahs. We have to be good boys and girls. The real rotzon, the rotzon pnimi, the inner rotzon, is that a Jew should do mitzvahs. And everything that exists, all the galaxies and all the worlds and everything, is all like, it's like going to a job. So you go to a job to have money, and you go to money to buy food, and you buy food in order to live. But the rotzon pnimi is to live. Okay, so that's another thing. That Rashi and Vayelech, which, unlike Pesach Chapla, Malant. Unlike Pesach Chapla, I think it's exactly the Chayvus Halvavus. Vart Finif Menuch, the Mazayin Gandikt. Finif Menuch. I think it is the same as Rashi. He's saying, I mean, he says two things really. He says, if you stop, maybe they're going to stop. It's a shtickle like, he alludes to the Onesh involved. Like, it's a long piece, a very long paragraph, a very relatively long paragraph. He says, if you stop, they might stop. What are you, right? And then what are you going to do? Like, you'll see it's not so wise to stop. But he also says that we should look at them, at our Evorim, and realize, and the Bria. Like, and that's really what Rashi says. Look, the Bria is doing Ratzon Hashem. The Kasha on the Rashi is, thanks a lot. They don't have a Yetzara, they don't have a Bechira. So I think the Teretz is, so what? But the point is still well taken. You don't have to. I think it's important to point out, and it's maybe Nogei Achinuch with kids also, and maybe with adults. You don't have to. It should not be a strain. People say, it's natural, I can eat what I want. I have to keep kosher. What can I do? No, these foods are harmful for your ruchnius, and the normal thing to do, it's natural. Torah, doing mitzvahs, it really comes out of big yisod. If you go into the inner pshat in Rashi and in this Torah of others, it's really saying that keeping Torah mitzvahs is natural. You're not fighting anyone. Adaraba. I'm telling you, it's like Chinese. Look, you're going with the flow. That's the way. Now maybe it's only a Jewish neshama. Okay. But we have a Jewish neshama. So what? We do have it. And I really think that's an akuda. I know my son, who teaches in Kesher, tells me that that's a constant struggle. That the highest he could ever, meanwhile, the highest he gets the boys to, is that, what can you do? You got to do it. You got to listen to the boss. But really, it would be natural and normal if we'd be normal people. We'd be out there getting stoned and having girlfriends and, doing all that stuff. that if we'd be normal. So he said, no, that's not normal. That's acting like an animal. I mean, that's what he tries to do. Okay, we'll see.